With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle, the home of classic rock. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. An iHeartRadio station available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcast all in one. 102.5 KZOK.
All right, there is a new biopic in the works. I asked you, Danny, for your guess, and you said Hanson.
Yeah, yes, but because they automatically get a second one when they're older. I think it's genius.
Well, that is not the correct answer. There is an upcoming biopic about Kiss. And oddly enough, they say it's going to focus on the early, early years.
Yeah, that's one of the more, you know, they have more money now and things like that. But when they were, I think, are they Queens or Brooklyn? But they were kids in Brooklyn that had to get together and had to believe that that kind of show was going to work. Are they going to be laughed out of the room? I would watch that.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting, I think. Sometimes it's hard to imagine people as a kid, as a youth. You know, there's that movie coming out that's a Tony Soprano, and it's him as a youth. And you're like, man, that's right. At one point, Tony Soprano wasn't just a murderer. He was a kid.
A kid.
I wouldn't want to hang out with Tony Soprano as a kid.
Oh, I would. Are you kidding? Well, that'd be awesome. You know who else I would hang out with now? If I can make myself 16 and still be a kid, because you got to be, you know, semi-mature for this. Van Gogh. What a wild night out this guy's going to be. He's at the Moulin Rouge. He's doing stuff. All the hookers and the dancers just love him, but he's a nut job. Oh, I think that'd be so fun to keep up with that guy.
That would be an interesting night out for sure.
For sure.
We want to hear what you guys think out there. Who would be fun to hang out with as a kid? Danny's going with Van Gogh. You and who as kids doing what? Give a call to give your answer. 800-252-1025. Text us at 90627. You'll be on with us after Ozzy on KZOK. 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. A new biopic coming out focusing on Kiss in their youth. We're asking you the question, who would be fun to hang out with as a kid? You and who as kids doing what? Let's talk to Jeremiah in Seattle.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sweetheart. What do you got for the show today?
Okay, so you can appreciate this, being a hockey nut that you are. The great one, Bobby Orr. Name any of the other good stars that lace up a pair of skates and just play some peewee hockey. And at that age, just see the talent that was on the ice.
Yep. Love that answer.
Wow. It's a great answer. I don't know exactly what it means, but apparently it's a great answer.
So we're going to build a time machine. It's going to be me and Jeremiah. You don't mind I'm inviting myself, right, Jeremiah? So it's going to be me and Jeremiah.
I mind you're not inviting me. What the hell is going on around here? You're going to go places with Jeremiah, but not your partner?
Me, Jeremiah, Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Orr, Cammy Donato, and Sidney Crosby. And we're going to be kids playing hockey. So back in the day, they say Wayne Gretzky and most of the Canadian hockey players, their parents would flood the backyard and make them an ice rink. And
that No way.
Yeah, and then you could just go, like all the neighborhood kids would come over and you would just play hockey in your backyard.
That, first of all, that is amazing. And it reminds me, I just thought of this. Remember Sky Mall?
Oh, yeah.
Sky Mall used to sell an ice rink. You would put it in your backyard, you put up all the parameters of it, you fill it up with water, and then there was some way to freeze it. You didn't have to wait for the elements. So a lot of people want to do that.
Yeah, so as a kid, I bet Wayne Gretzky would still skate the pants off all of us, so to speak.
Oh, come on, I'll bet. I think a 90-year-old grandma from Canada can outskate us.
Scott from Cedro Woolley, who would you like to hang out with as a kid, and what would you guys be doing?
Okay, I hate to pander, but honestly, I would love to hang out with Danny Bonaducci when he was a kid.
Yeah, it's a super good call.
We would, if I had my way anyway, we'd go take on the Brady brothers and take out the Brady girls, Marsha and Dan.
You know what? I kind of like it. First of all, and I think you'll be happy to know this in advance, I did this. I punched Greg Brady in the face 9 times. So we've got that part already taken care of. Dating the girls, let's get to it.
That's adorable. Thanks for the call, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Angela and Everett, who do you think would be fun to hang out with as a kid, and what would you be doing?
Okay, first of all, Danny, I love you so much. You know I'm a Hanson fan, so I am all over it with the Hanson biopic.
Okay, cool, because they'd be great.
Yes, but I would love to hang out with Leonardo DiCaprio in the 90s, hanging out with Brad Pitt, Claire Danes, Julia Roberts, just all the A-listers, you know, having a good old time.
What about the guy with the big eyes? What's his name?
The big eyes. That narrows it down. I don't know.
Yeah, it does. He made a living with those crazy big eyes. He was in a couple of, anyway.
Elijah Wood.
Thank you very much. You know, Bobby Orr or Elijah Wood, I think it's very cool. We got all these names involved, but I would go with this in a minute.
And Burr is in Port Orchard. Who would you like to hang out with as a kid, and what would you guys be doing together?
Good morning, Marvis Radio people.
Morning.
Hey, I'd be hanging out. This would be a long, long time back. Betty White, and we would be doing Betty White.
What?
Okay, I'm fairly confident that involved having sex with a 96-year-old. Is that correct?
No, we're younger.
As kids.
Oh.
We're asking as kids, Burr. Jeez Louise.
Which is worse, doing it with the 96-year-old or doing it with the kid version? No, that's not good. You can't do that. Although I like the older version a lot.
That was a bit of a weird one. Somebody texted, I would like to hang out with John DeLorean because he started the muscle car with the GTO.
John DeLorean did that? I did not know that. I thought that was Lee Iacocca. That's awesome, man. I would like that. How about this? John Wesley Harden, underrated gunslinger, but the thing is, he's a terrible person. That's maybe he's hard to pick. He's the famous guy for shooting a guy in the face because he was snoring. That's that guy. He killed 29 men more than any other gunfighter, no matter what they tell you. And when he went to prison for being a vicious animal, he became a lawyer. Yep, John Wesley Harden.
Okay. Natalie in Port Orchard said she wants to hang out with Ted Nugent as a kid. I'm not sure what you would be doing.
Yeah, that scares me.
I think somebody it would be fun to hang out with as a kid, this might sound a little bit crazy, but Bear Grylls, I bet if he was in the neighborhood and he was like one of your, you know, neighborhood friends, you guys would do so much crazy stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Because he didn't just get that crazy overnight, right? He had to have been that
way. No, he had to learn to do that. That is a skill. It involves tools sometimes. I have seen it. No, he doesn't do that overnight. You're right. Grab him when he's about 9, 10, or 11 and be part of that. That would be amazing.
Farmer Ted in Seattle says, Danny, as a kid, the text line lit up with everyone wanting to hang out with young Danny Bonaducci, get into trouble with the Dooch Man.
You know what? I didn't start getting in real trouble until my 30s or something. Hanging around with me as a kid, it's all fun all the time. Good calls and thank you.
All right, Danny Bonaducci, life coach is next. You know, Danny, you need to save the day. Ted in Linwood wants to talk to you. He wants his kid to play football. Mom says no. What will the life coach say? We'll find out after CCR on KZOK.
102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
You are less than 5 minutes away from the news and some big news for those of you who take ferries here in Washington. We're going to tell you about why lying about getting vaccinated has one woman in huge, huge trouble. But the good news is it's a Mariners ticket takeover all day here on KZOK. In fact, you've got a chance to win a pair of tickets every hour up until 7 o'clock tonight. Listen to this trivia question. You could win tickets to see the Mariners Tuesday against the Oakland Athletics. Danny, take it away.
All right, I got to take it away. Here you go. And I hope you're paying attention because some have been easy and this is not one of those. Oh, I grabbed the wrong paper while I was saying that. Here we go. 8-9-34, right?
8-34.
Thanks. I told you this earlier in the day. I've got so many papers on my desk. I apologize. Here we go. Which Mariner broadcaster coined the phrase, my, oh, my? Once again, which Mariner broadcaster coined the phrase, my, oh, my?
Give us a call. The first correct answer wins the tickets right now. 800-252-1025. Call now to win Mariners tickets. It is a Mariners ticket takeover here on KZOK. We've got a pair of tickets each hour up till 7 o'clock tonight to give away. You just need to answer the hour's trivia question. Danny, let's hear this hour's clue again.
All right, pay attention. This could be a tough one. Although, you guys have been pretty smart all morning long. Here it is. Which Mariner broadcaster coined the phrase, my, oh, my? That answer again, please, or question again, please. Which Mariner broadcaster coined the phrase, my, oh, my? Oop. All right, we're even.
Let's hear it again.
The clue?
Dave Niehaus, the late legendary Dave Niehaus, had been saying my oh my since the Mariners played their first game back in 1977. Jeff and Lake Stevens got it correct. Dave Niehaus, congratulations. You've got another chance to win at 9:35.
102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub. Well, the state has decided to crack down on drivers who cut in line at Washington State ferry terminals. Instead of drivers reporting violations to the on the phone, state law enforcement said they will start keeping a watchful eye and start handing out fines.
Really? Now, who's going to be handing out the fines?
The state of Washington.
The state? Wow, that's serious. I was thinking, you know, it had something to do with the terminal and you can beat that kind of ticket. But the state, yeah, you're screwed. Don't do it. Plus, I mean, people maybe have outmatured me, but those are fighting words. I've been waiting for an hour to get my car on that ferry and you've been there 3 minutes and just cut in. That's punch in the face time, if you ask me.
Yeah, not cool. Not cool at all.
Not cool.
The latest data from the Washington State Department of Transportation shows more than 5,000 line-cutting complaints were reported by phone, email, and letter. Worst terminals for you cheaters, Mukilteo, Edmonds, and Fauntleroy.
Well, I watched it happen, and people went crazy at Chick-fil-A. I mean, there's a line. It's 20 cars. It doesn't sound like anything, but it goes all the way out of the parking lot, and some big, stupid truck just pulls in front of people.
Yeah, not cool, man.
Not cool.
Well, Elon Musk has disclosed some unexpected problems aboard the SpaceX Inspiration 4 mission. That was the
okay,
one.
Okay, now I'm having a hard time keeping track of everything. Is that his?
That's
SpaceX?
His. SpaceX is right. Elon Musk's. That was the one that just came back. It was four civilians who went up into space for 3 days, raised a lot of money for St. Jude Children's Hospital, but he disclosed that the crew had challenges on the flight, mainly with the toilet.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be it. I saw some show about astronauts, and they said, a couple different astronauts said, the most frequent question we get is, how do we go to the bathroom?
Yeah, well, apparently this wasn't how you go. There were problems with the actual toilet. He did not go into details, but promised an upgrade for future missions.
Well, yeah, there. If you go to the Museum of Flight, which, by the way, totally worth it. If you're even remotely, you know what? If you're not remotely interested, you will be. You should go there and check it out on the space shuttle simulator, which I don't think it's actually flown, but it's exactly like the other space shuttle. There's this giant weird contraption right by the door to get in. I couldn't tell what it was. I realized, oh, man, that's an astronaut bathroom. That's the weirdest thing.
A Hawaiian judge has issued a bench warrant for an Illinois woman after she failed to appear for her virtual court hearing yesterday. This is the woman who had a fake COVID-19 vaccination card.
Yeah.
She got busted by misspelling Moderna. She put in an A instead of an O. Moderna. She wrote Moderna. Busted. And Zoom court appearance, she did not show up, and so now there's a bench warrant out for her.
How much time in the hoosegow?
Oh, I'm putting her in for a year.
I'm putting her in for a year, okay? Because it's like, it's kind of nothing if you think about it, but then you go, oh, what does this do? This actually saves lives. You benefit from people who are sick. Yeah, a year in jail, I'm good with you, Sarah.
All right. 'Tis the season for Mountain Dew to release its Voodoo Mystery flavor. And they say this year's will really keep you guessing because it doesn't taste like Mountain Dew at all. It's really Mountain Don't.
Nice.
They said the actual flavor will not be revealed until it gets closer to Halloween. But so far, people are having a really hard time trying to figure out what the flavor is.
You know, I had a Mountain Dew. I don't know why, because it's just not my drink. And Boy, it's just such a gnarly color. I look at it and went, I'm really going to take that into my body. It looks like something you could take out of your body, but that's craziness, that stuff.
I have a brand new beer blog up at KZOK.com. It is not Mountain Dew flavored beer. I had an IPA from Mother Earth Brewing. They're out of California, and I totally just bought this beer because it had this really cool can.
Right.
I was at Kiss Cafe in Ballard, one of my favorite beer spots, but Mother Earth Brewing for this week's blog. Facebook and Instagram, I'm at Sarah KZOK. Of course, go to KZOK.com/beer to see more, and my beer blog is brought to you by Angel of the Winds Casino Resort. Next, we are going to tell you the strange place a missing gravestone was found.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Mm. Okay, you've thrown me there. I thought I had it.
And a wild kidnapping story that involves a monkey and a puppy. Find out more right after this one from the Foo Fighters on KZOK. 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Got some more news stories to tell you about this morning, and this one might be the strangest you're going to hear all week. Rescuers in Malaysia were able to help a kidnap victim. Poor soul had been kidnapped, held captive for 3 days. And what happened is a monkey.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Kidnapped a puppy.
Okay, are you making this up?
I am not, and Waldo is posting the video at KZOK.com to prove it. This is crazy. It's a viral video that shows a man who encounters a monkey and a puppy. They tried to scare the monkey so it would let the puppy go. The monkey was not afraid. He just left and took the puppy into a tree. And most people, when they first saw it, they're like, that's got to be like a stuffed animal. That can't be right. A real puppy.
I'll be looking at this right after the show today.
They were able to bribe the monkey with fruit. Eventually, they got it to take the fruit and release the puppy. They said it looked like the puppy was being taken care of and that maybe the monkey was lonely.
Right. That's possible.
It's not like with a monkey pod. So they said the puppy was taken into custody. They went to the vet, but the monkey wasn't trying to eat it or anything. It was taking care of it like it was its little baby.
You know, things are making more sense to me now that you did the story. I think it was Jeremiah, but if it wasn't, I apologize. Didn't somebody call up the show and say, hey, I grabbed a baby deer out of the zoo and ate it?
Oh, that would be Ricky Bobby.
That'd be Ricky Bobby. You know, if Ricky Bobby can do that, the monkey can kidnap the dog.
Yeah, monkey kidnapping a puppy. See the video at KZOK.com.
I will. Immediately.
A headstone missing for nearly 150 years was recently discovered in a home in the kitchen where it was used to make fudge.
I had 100 guesses and none of them were the kitchen making fudge.
So if you've ever seen people making fudge, you know, you can go in like tourist towns, you know, there'll be like a big window and you watch people, and it's a big
Leavenworth.
Stone. Leavenworth has it, okay. There's a big stone slab that they'll use. In this case, there was a headstone. It had been used for ages, so no one ever really thought much of it, but one side, it just looks like a stone for cooking. Flip it over. And that's when you can see died in 1849.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
So they said they are going...
The Civil War had years to go, if it even started then. That's a long time ago.
So Peter Weller, living in Lansing in 1845, they said by a couple years later he died. They're trying to figure out, well, how did it get into somebody's kitchen?
You know, you told me about this, so this was my guess. My guess was a runway at an airport. Do you remember that?
Yeah, those were put there intentionally.
Right. But still, you said, where's the weirdest place or something like that? The runway is a really weird place to find a headstone. But now, I don't know if the kitchen is out of the world. It's weird, but you throw Macon fudge on it, and now it's bizarre.
So my neighbors found gravestones. They were doing some yard work and going kind of underneath into the crawl space, and they found a bunch of gravestones, and it turns out that's not that rare in Seattle. It's not wanting to get rid of a stone. Say you're a grave carver, you make a mistake, what are you going to do? You repurpose it, and it's used for home foundations.
Okay. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, super weird. So, Danny, for all you know, you've got gravestones in your basement.
I don't have a basement.
In your crawl space.
I kind of have a basement. I have a door you can come through the garage door, and there's a guest room on the left. I guess that could be a basement. I'm going to dig the whole thing up. I hope Amy is not listening to the show.
I mean, think about this. If you have gravestones in your crawl space, nobody is going to believe that it was a mistake at the grave printing place.
Right. And if you have Graves disease, you just poop on it. I'm pretty sure I'm right on this. I see a lot of commercials.
News is brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub. Well, in just 6 minutes, we'll bring you music news. A university is about to offer college courses in what two massive musicians? For once, it's not the Beatles. Details in 6 minutes.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, 102.5 KZOK. And now, Sarah with music news.
The Pretenders, I said that word funny. The Pretenders are releasing their first two albums as deluxe editions. The Pretenders and The Pretenders 2 will be available as 3 disc sets, limited edition colored vinyl, rare photos, new liner notes, and hand-numbered Pretenders prints.
I am newly captivated by the different colored wax. I think that's neat.
Mm-hmm. And it seems to be a big trend these days. Very cool to see vinyl in different colors.
When I was young, that would be a super weird event. Like, if somebody had that, you'd think, oh, you must have won this in some kind of lottery because you just didn't see it. Now bands are doing it left and right. We have a bright yellow album. It's like, wow, how did you even make that?
What's the album? Do you know?
No, I don't. One of Amy's many.
Well, if you want to purchase this one, the Pretenders 1 and 2 sets will be out on November 5th.
Boy, I listened to a Jethro Tull album yesterday that was not Locomotive Breath. And boy, they're a real great band. You know, they're my brother's band. They're my older brother's band. I like that, you know, the Aqualung song. But turns out they're great. You should check them out.
The upcoming Kiss biopic called Shout It Out Loud have now announced they are going to focus on the band's early years. They say the script for the film is completely done, but it'll focus on the first 4 years of Kiss before they were a household name. No casting announced yet, but man, oh man, people are on pins and needles. Who could it be?
Yeah, I am. I'm on pins and needles.
Gotta be unknown.
It's hard to beat the Queen biopic for leading men.
Yeah, true. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts announced they will postpone the rest of their 2021 tour dates because of COVID concerns. They said, we are fully vaccinated, but we are being extremely cautious to protect our fans and our crew and everyone else who works so hard to put on a show. They said they'll play one more date, which is on the 28th, and then shut down for the rest of the year.
You know, better safe than sorry, but, you know, at first when I heard it, I went, well, this isn't rock and roll. You play through it. But then that is so selfish and weird, even if they did that. If they did that, that'd be bad. You shouldn't.
Toronto has a university which will teach a course dedicated to Drake and The Weeknd.
Are they both Canadian?
They are.
Well, I know. I knew Drake was.
Deconstructing Drake and The Weeknd will be a course all about these two guys, both from Toronto.
They're 8 years old. How do you deconstruct a child?
How old is Drake?
Aren't they kids?
Drake's got to be in his 30s, at least.
Yeah, you don't want to deconstruct a 30-year-old. Where are you going to go?
Yeah, but how did you get to be one of the most successful rappers? And, he's a bazillionaire at 34 years old. How'd that happen?
Yeah, and he put an effort to it. It was not certainly any kind of luck. He put effort into that.
Drake is 34 years old, and he, I believe, last year, passed up Michael Jackson for the most number one hits.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Well, that's amazing.
The Weeknd is actually older than I thought as well. He's 31.
So, but yeah, okay, they're both in their 30s. They're grown-ups.
Entertainment and sports news in 5 minutes. A local musician about to debut on SNL. Super cool. We'll talk about the Mariners' big win yesterday. You're going to have a chance to win Mariners tickets. Details after Pink Floyd on 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with sports and entertainment.
Saturday Night Live announced who will be musical guests and guest hosts for the upcoming season. Some folks making a debut and some surprises. We've got Jason Sudeikis, who was a cast member and writer from SNL for 10 years.
Yeah, he's really funny.
He will host for the first time on October 23rd. Owen Wilson will be a host. Rami Malek, Kim Kardashian will be a host.
Okay, what should they make more fun of? Rami Malek's teeth or Owen Wilson's nose?
Or Kim Kardashian's butt.
Wow. Or Kim Kardashian's butt. Either way, they got to mention it.
So all those will be hosts, and Brandi Carlile will be one of the season's first musical guests appearing on October 23rd.
Very big. You know, it's weird. She doesn't need a break in any way, but she is not a household name, and if that's her desire, she should be. She's great. This will be a big step, I think.
Love Brandi Carlile. She has a new album coming out next week and will make her first appearance as a musical guest, and she will be the musical guest for Jason Sudeikis being host.
Cool.
All right, Elvira. Everybody knows Elvira, right?
Yeah.
Elvira has been, you know, her name is Teresa, or Cassandra, rather.
Which I didn't know.
So
it's Cassandra.
Her real name is Cassandra Peterson. She is known as Elvira. She's been Elvira for 40 years. Yeah.
She looks great for doing something for 40 years.
I mean, she looks fantastic, takes very good care of herself. She has a new memoir coming out where she revealed she has been in a relationship with a woman for the past 19 years.
Oh, that's wild. I don't know that's wild when you look at today's landscape, but I didn't know it, therefore it's wild.
Yeah, nobody knew it. She said that she kept it a secret because she was afraid it would affect her Elvira brand and then ultimately her career. You know, 20 years ago wasn't quite as easy, for lack of a better word.
Right.
She said she still finds men attractive. She considers her sexuality fluid, but she has been with this same woman for 19 years.
Ah, fluid. Make a decision.
Why?
Up-a-mow-mow.
The third film in the Fantastic Beasts storyline has been given a title, and this one is all about Dumbledore.
I like Dumbledore.
Fantastic Beasts, The Secret of Dumbledore will head to theaters on April 15th. And because it's The Secrets of Dumbledore, guess what it's about?
Dumbledore.
The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Yeah, I guess so. Is Johnny, well, I don't know that you got this information, so it's rhetorical. Is Johnny Depp in it?
No, he was replaced about, I think a year or 2 years ago by Mads Mikkelsen, who is going to play a great bad guy.
Yeah, he plays great bad guys all the time. This will be thrilling. I don't love the lead in that movie. I can't remember his name. He looks like a girl. He played a girl in a movie, I believe.
Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah, don't love him. I think he overdoes the little faces that he makes.
Well, he's returning. He's a Scamander. Jude Law will be playing Dumbledore.
I love him.
And
although Jude Law, he's got to stop getting people pregnant. He goes out, he gets strangers pregnant. He has more mama daddies or whatever that expression is than Hugh Grant. He just runs out in the street. He stares at women, they get pregnant.
Let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-AWA.
1-800-DUI-AWA.
Big win for the Mariners yesterday, 4-1 over Oakland, gaining on the wild card. Man, these are must-win games against Oakland, and today they are back in action. 12:37 start time on Root Sports. Go Mariners!
Go Mariners!
Football tonight, we have got the Panthers at Texans. The Seahawks on Sunday head to Minnesota to play the Vikings. And Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will miss Sunday's game against the Raiders fractured ribs. That's a bummer.
Bummer. Yeah, so, and those hurt for a long time. They don't do anything for them. You go to the emergency room, or at least this is what I did. They said, yeah, try not to inhale too deeply. And they gave me like some kind of a strong aspirin or things like that. But because they won't do anything for it, if you cough, oh my God, sneezing, laughing, it's all bad.
Absolutely. I fell once on a slippery sidewalk in wintertime and cracked a rib. And like, I don't know that I've had anything that painful. And like you said, there's nothing you can do.
Nothing.
And this
like
is
toes that way.
Fractured ribs, plural. So as a quarterback, you kind of need to be able to move a little bit. Plus, if he got sacked, who knows what would happen?
Right.
I mean,
if he got broken ribs, you know what would be funny? Sneak something he's allergic to into his house somewhere.
Jacoby Brissett will start against the Raiders, and they're bringing up a no-name from the practice squad, to be the backup to him. And if you guys are thinking about something to drink while you are watching the game tonight or this weekend, I have a brand new cocktail video up at KZOK.com. A Wicked Mary. So it's a take on a Bloody Mary. It's made with spicy pickle-flavored whiskey. Yeah.
Okay, now you have won me over to the dark side on pickled-flavored things. You know, you did the, what was it, the pickle chips?
Oh, I like pickle chips.
No, I said they were terrible. I ate them. You said eat them. You'll love me. And I did. I ate them and I love you.
Yeah, peanut butter and pickles on crackers. That's one of my favorite things. So Wicked Pickle is the spicy pickle-flavored whiskey. My made a Bloody Mary. You can check out the video at kzok.com/spirits and also enter to win a tailgate prize pack if you are 21 and over. And of course, please drink responsibly. All right. Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. If you're facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-OWA. In 20 minutes, Sarah's Filthy Forecast. What's it going to be like facing your weather day? You will find out in minutes. And let me look at the clock here. We are 6 minutes away from somebody winning tickets to the Mariners.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
What is it?
And the home of classic rock.
Okay, I get it.
102.5 KZOK.
Our Mariners ticket takeover is continuing here on KZOK. Right now, we've got a pair of tickets for you to win. In fact, you can win every hour up until 7 o'clock tonight. You just got to listen to this trivia question. You could win the tickets to see the Mariners Tuesday against the Oakland Athletics. Danny, let's hear this hour's trivia.
All right, here we go. How many victories did the amazing 2001 Mariners have, tying the 1906 Cubs for the most wins in a single major league season? That's amazing, and I'm going to read it again. How many victories did the amazing 2001 Mariners have, tying the 1906 Cubs for the most wins in a single major league season? All tell right. me, tell me.
Give us a call. The first correct answer wins the tickets. 1-800-252-1025. Call now if you know. Continues today. We are giving you a chance to win Mariners tickets every hour. And, you know, all you got to do is answer the trivia question. Danny, let's hear the clue again, please.
All right, I like this clue a lot. How many victories did the amazing 2001 Mariners have, tying the 1906 Cubs for the most wins in a single major league season?
All right, well, you know who knew the answer? Devin, driving on 405 this morning. The answer, well, it was the Mariners, who technically tied with the Cubs with 116. The Cubs, one of those wins was actually a forfeit. And for their amazing accomplishment in the 2001 season, they became the first team to win the Commissioner's Historic Achievement Award. 116 was correct. Congratulations to Devin. And as we've said, this is a Mariners ticket takeover. You've got a chance to win tickets every hour up till 7 o'clock tonight.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.